McDaniel. They lost Bolden, and it was a tough game.
Yep.
Two, they got blown out by the BC Lions to finish off the year last year. And John Cornish spoke about it following the Winnipeg win last weekend. You know, they got blown out, and they lost momentum. So there's two things that happen. You want to avoid both happening. You want to learn from both of them. Sounds like a tall task, but that's what the Stampeders and their coaching staff have in front of them.
Well, the way you talked about it is exactly how Juwan Simpson talked about it. We'll hear from Juwan Simpson coming up in the 4 o'clock hour. I had a chance to talk to one of the leaders on defense. One last one before we go here. More of a pie in the sky, more of a just a, you know, kind of a fantasy football question more than anything. But if you're the Stampeders with 3 games to go, are you trying things out? Are you expanding your playbook? Are you maybe, or are you just refining at this point?
I think you're just refining and trying to get through these games.
Okay.
Because I don't know if you want to be expanding your playbook at this time. Like, do you really want to be giving looks to other teams in game action and showing on a national television audience some of the new things you might have? I think you might want to, if you do that, it might be better in practice, right?
Yeah. I mean, it gets to be that old, you know, you can outthink yourself stuff. Well, if we go out there and we show some new looks, then maybe, you know, somebody's going to be thinking, what could they? You know, to me right now is about making sure you're down on, you know, everybody knows, everybody's on the same page. Everybody knows. You're absolutely right about it. And I would anticipate we're going to see some secrecy here in the next little while.
Yeah.
Because you want to have things up your sleeve, things that you can, you know, if you need be, you can unveil, right?
Yeah, and you want to have some certain things in your back pocket that you can pull out in different situations. Because I think the expectation is, even though the Stampeders have lost just twice, the expectation would have to be that you run into some adversity come the postseason, that whoever you end up playing, Edmonton, Saskatchewan,
right,
BC, whomever it might be in that West Final, you still have that understanding you'll probably run into adversity. You might be trailing. You might be down by a couple of scores. Who knows? So you've got some contingency plans and some things that you're willing to pull out in a winner-take-all game like that.
Calgary Stampeders and the Saskatchewan Roughriders coming up on Friday. We'll have a Football Friday for you. We'll get you set up for that game as well. Later on this afternoon, about 4:25, Juwan Simpson. And tomorrow, a friend of the program, Randy Chevrier, will join us. So we've got all our bases
frequent
covered. Friend of the program. Who ran routes today, as predicted on this very program yesterday?
By me, of course.
Of course.
Yeah, it was like... Yeah. You know what? Chevy's got, they're without Fuller, and now Sinopoli's down. I mean, this is when Chevy needs to step up.
Canadian,
Chevrier, he's
non-international.
He's a ratio buster.
Yep.
And now they've brought in Chris Bauman, so that he's going to try and push Chevy. But have fun with that, Bauman. Chevrier's on the case.
That was funny watch. I mean, dude tries. And he wasn't that bad. Again, going downhill, who's faster, Nick Lewis or Randy Chevrier?
Chevrier is pretty sleek these days. Every time I see the guy,
I'm just saying,
he looks sleeker and sleeker.
I'm just saying.
He ignores me. Like, he'd walk right by. He's too big time for me. But he, just kidding. He always.
Now you're trolling for text.
Now I'm just trolling for a text, yeah. He'll always come say hi.
The Calgary Flames taking on the Carolina Hurricanes tomorrow. If you want to grab some tickets, how about these ones? The ones you can get at SportCheck stores for only $30. They're in the SportCheck zone. Now, fan club members can win a pair of tickets to see Calgary in an upcoming game, and they'll sit in the SportCheck zone. Visit sportsnet.ca/960 to enter. But if you want to come down tomorrow and watch the Carolina Hurricanes and the Calgary Flames, head on over to SportCheck and grab your tickets. We'll take a break when we come back. Aye, aye, aye. Not the first game of the World Series everybody was hoping for, but might have been the one that everybody thought they were going to see. We'll get into that next. Sportsnet 960, The Fan.
Calgary's team.
Verify, ready to go for one.
Canada's team. Ignition. Sportsnet 960, The Fan, brings you every game all season with our play-by-play team of Derek Wills and Peter Loubardius.
The Flames and Carolina Hurricanes go from the Dome on Thursday night. Pat Steinberg has your warm-up from the Dome at 6, play-by-play at 7. A full post-game goes right after the game right here.
On air every time the Flames hit the ice. This is Calgary Flames Radio, Sportsnet 960, The Fan.
Calgary Flames hockey is brought to you by Ply Gym and the Plumbers and Pipe Fitters Local 496.
Find the performance that fits your lifestyle at the BMW Ultimate Performance Event.
With exceptional rates from just 0.9% and model year end credits up to $2,500 on remaining 2014 models.
Your toughest decision will be choosing which one.
Take advantage of the remaining selection and our best offers yet on 2014 BMW 3, 4, and 5 Series.
So hurry in. The ultimate performance event ends November 2nd.
Visit your BMW retailer today for details.
Hey there, nice flooring. How long did you spend deciding on the Brazilian kumaru for your new home?
Just a couple weeks.
Yeah, many weeks.
And how long did you spend talking with your builder about the warranty for that home? Well, good news. The government has introduced new warranty standards to better protect you and your new home. So put down those paint chips and know your role by visiting homewarranty.alberta.ca.
A message from the government of Alberta.
DIY days are back at Lowe's, and that's great news for you. Hi, Brian Baller here, inviting you to save even more on the best in home improvement from Lowe's. Like save 20% off all major brand name appliances. Buy one, get one free on the Pfister Treviso Dual Flush Toilet. Plus, save 33% on Para Lifestyle's 3.24 liter to 3.7 liter interior paint. See store for complete details. But hurry, because DIY days end soon, and you don't want to miss it. Lowe's, never stop improving.
I just got Next Issue. It's great. Next Issue gives me access to over 100 of the world's best magazines. I get titles like McLean's Time, Men's Fitness, Car and Driver, Us Weekly, Consumer Reports, Rolling Stone, Vanity Fair, Entertainment Weekly, Bon Appetit, Vogue, The New Yorker, Popular Science, Fast Company, Architectural...
Introducing Next Issue. Get unlimited access to over 100 of your favorite magazines on your tablet. Sign up at nextissue.ca and start your free trial.
Business, Forbes, Detail, Sports Illustrated, Wired...
Some conditions apply.
First-class flights, five-star hotels, pay raises, bonuses, a sky palace, severance packages... Illegal donations, broken promises. That's the PC record Jim Prentice desperately wants you to forget. Don't let them get away with it. Don't reward them with your vote. Send the PCs a message. It's time to put the service back in public service. On October 27th, vote Wild Rose.
Authorized by Wild Rose. 1-888-262-1888.
Want to make a real difference? Now you can. Just one person having heart surgery will need 5 blood donors, and 8 blood donors are needed to help someone being treated for leukemia every week. It takes a lot of people to save a life. Please, be one of them. Give blood with your friends, family, coworkers. Book an appointment today. Visit blood.ca or call 1-888-2-DONATE. Canadian Blood Services. It's in you to give.
To make an appointment to give blood at the 737 13th Avenue Southwest Blood Donor Clinic, call 1-888-2-DONATE.
October 20th to 26th is Waste Reduction Week, and Moneyback Bottle Depot on 28th Avenue and 37th Street Southwest wants to educate and encourage the promotion of recycling programs in schools and workplaces for a greener environment. Recycling beverage containers delivers many benefits to the environment and makes good economic sense. It saves energy, reduces landfill, and helps combat global warming. Moneyback Bottle Depot is now offering recycling for multifamily dwellings and senior complexes, looking after all your recycling needs. Visit bottledepot.net.
Are you into swapping? Thought so. The Ford Swap Your Ride event is on now, and Canadians across the country are swapping their rides for a Ford. Visit Cam Clark Ford today and swap your ride. See paper for details. Plus, exclusive to Cam Clark Ford, lease a 2014 F-150 Super Crew 4x4 for just $399 per month. Calgary's best deals are at Cam Clark Ford in Airdrie, your number one Ford retail dealer in Western Canada. 3 locations to choose from, Airdrie, Olds, and Red Deer. Or visit camclarkford.com.
This is CFAC 960 AM, Sportsnet 960, The Fan, from Calgary, Alberta, owned and operated by Rogers Communications.
Well, we know what kind of team we have, obviously, and it's a well-rounded team. It's good, you know, up and down the order. Defense is great. We've kind of been known for pitching and defense in the years past.
Kerr Steinberg, The Big Show, Sportsnet 960, The Fan.
Madison Bumgarner, all he does, Pat, win playoff games. It's all he does, as the San Francisco Giants beating up on the Kansas City Royals in Game 1 of the World Series. I believe 7-1 was your final in that game. What do the Giants have against fun? What do the San Francisco Giants have against entertainment? Because there was very little of that last night. I mean, if you're a Giants fan, it was fun and it was entertaining. But I think we were all there kind of wanting to see this magical ride of the Kansas City Royals continue. It stopped abruptly.
It did. And I'm
for
not,
one night.
I'm not surprised that that's what we saw. It was kind of what I was afraid of. It was kind of what I was worried was going to happen. Just because that Giants team has been here so many times. And they're used to this stage. They're used to what goes on. It's just another game for this team. It's just another game for Bruce Bochy, the media, the cameras, all of what goes into being one of the final two teams standing in a Major League Baseball season isn't new for the San Francisco Giants. And for that reason, to see Hunter Pence come out and hit a home run in that situation, to see Sandoval have some big hits last night, to see the pitching performance of Madison Bumgarner and him be able to just mow down the Royals, and then to see James Shields have a rough outing and to see some of the potentially some of that there was a mistake on the panic triple and all that type of stuff. One team was playing their first World Series game in 29 years. One team was playing just another World Series game because that's seemingly all they do, right?
Yeah.
And that's why game one, I'm not totally surprised that was the way it went. Now it's all about how the Kansas City Royals respond to their first loss of the postseason. That, to me, is the only question I have, because I have no questions about what the San Francisco Giants are.
No. Been there. There's that old adage about act like you've been there before. You know, they say that all the time. I think it's actually a football line, if I remember correctly. I think it's a Walter Payton line. Like, you know, why don't you celebrate touchdowns? Because you act like you've been there before, right? I think that applies here. The Giants knew what it's all about, looked every part of a team that's been there before. I go back to the, you know, kind of that point that I talked about yesterday, and I don't know how you prove it or disprove it, but if I was a Kansas City Royal or a fan of the Royals, I think I would have been worried about that layoff because so much had happened. They rolled from beating the Oakland A's into playing the Angels, into playing Detroit, never missed a beat, won in, you know, the first three games, including the Oakland game, all went to extra innings.
Yep.
You know, and then they go up against three consecutive Cy Young Award winners and the pitching staff of the Detroit Tigers, and they roll through there. It all came, not easy, it's never easy, but it just came to them.
Well, and they were very much a rhythm team.
Yes.
Like they were in a rhythm.
Yes.
So in knowing that, it's kind of too bad that was the way the schedule worked. And yet, I don't know if a lack of rhythm was the reason that Kansas City had the issues they had. I wonder even if they went right into the World Series and only had a two-day break, if some of the same things that we saw kind of... I mean, that place was electric. It was jacked up. But Kansas City's in a World Series, and they're starting at Kauffman Stadium. And all of what went into it, I wonder if some of the same things don't rear their ugly head anyway in Game 1 of the World Series. So now that they can get back into a rhythm, they're playing the next day, they play tonight, what do they do? How do they shake off, for the first time, a little adversity? Can they make this a more competitive game? If they can, even if they lose this game, and if they're able to make it competitive, and if it's a close game, and maybe they lead for a little bit, and there's some nice performances and all of that, I think we've got a series. Otherwise, if San Francisco comes away with a pretty convincing win again, then I think this is going to be over pretty quickly, unfortunately.
Yeah, the numbers have been a little slow, or not what everybody thought, and you get that in a blow. Who's going to tune into a game? Because it got away early. Is that the best way to describe it? It was
Giants had some runs. It was 1-0, and then Posey got thrown out at home plate, kind of a dumb mistake there, and you're thinking, and I remember we're sitting here in the hot stove lounge, and Labardius is going, okay, you know what, that could maybe be a good thing, that could be huge here, but instead of it being huge, Shields couldn't get out of the inning, Pence hits that two-run home run, and it goes from 1-0 to 3-0, and it kind of just spiraled out of control from there. You kind of got the feeling, even at 3-0, that the Giants had control of that game, and then there was the panic triple that made it 6-0, and then it was kind of done from there. So it's too bad that the Kansas City wasn't able to put up more of a fight in Game 1, because it kind of really killed all the atmosphere that was there.
Yeah, it did, yeah.
But now you get set for Game 2, and I think in this case, knowing you got beat as bad as you did, playing the next day, probably exactly what you'd want.
Yordano Ventura going for Kansas City tonight, and the venerable veteran Jake Peavy answering back for the Giants. Anybody got a 14-10 for Ventura? Peavy 7-13 during the regular season, but again, at this point, does that really matter?
No, I think now you're just, I mean, PV, as you mentioned, is a veteran.
Yeah.